Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest is both an artist and a writer, and Todd Stahl has combined these two passions in his new book, 40 Days in the Man Cave. Todd's on the phone with us from his home in Leamington tonight to talk to his about his book and his art. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to We Draw Near from the God Who Sees Everything CD by Andrew Thompson. Good evening, Todd.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Now let's start by getting our listeners to know you a little bit better. When did you start writing?
You know, I started writing probably a couple years ago, and it was my first attempt at writing. And I had the ideas in my head, kind of for the titles of the book, and it just kind of progressed from there. So. My wife actually wrote a book, and I think that actually spurred on some interest for myself to do a devotional. So that's kind of where it initiated from.
Now, you've also you also have done some work as an artist in terms of painting and sketching and stuff like that. What led to doing that?
You know, I went through graphic design in college back in the 90s. And I went into a family-run business for a number of years, probably about close to 22 or 23 years. And all the while, I had dabbled in graphic design and doing small art for different jobs and people and things that I enjoyed. But I never really pursued it in a full-time avenue. So, you know, just again, the past probably 5 or 6 years, I've kind of stepped out and picked it up again, and I've really enjoyed it, and it's something that I absolutely love to do.
Well, in terms of your writing and in terms of the art and that, is there any one person that or any people that have really influenced you as you've been developing these artistic endeavors?
You know, off the top of my head, I wouldn't say anybody in particular. I do like a certain style of a fellow by the name of Rodney White. My type of art isn't really, I would say, fine art. It's more of a sketchy, weathered type of look. And for some reason, I'm drawn to that. I absolutely love to have words in my art. I just feel like that gives a little more impact to what I'm trying to convey through the art. And so I saw his work, and I kind of, I guess you could say, follow his lead somewhat there. That would be maybe, if anybody, that I enjoy, I guess you could say, looking at and following his style, he would be the guy.
Yeah, and looking at your website, I mean, the type of art you've done is you've got sketch arts in there, you've got cartooning type of things you've done. I think there was even some tattoo art that you did. What sort of attracts you to that style of what you're doing?
You know what? I've always wanted to do things that just have some significance. And, as I went along, even leading up into starting the book, I noticed that all my art, I always kept carrying words through it. And it's just something, I guess, that became my style. One I've got, relax. The other one, it says, it takes two. And these are all things that I think, even for myself that I'm working with, I have to realize, okay, I do need to relax. I do need to just kind of kick back. And same thing with it takes two. My style is just more that weathered look. And for me, the it takes two, it was a time where I thought, you know what, 1 foot is fine to step out, but sometimes it does take 2 feet to step out, even for pursuing the art. So I even incorporated a set of running shoe sneakers inked into that art. Tattoos, I've got a couple myself, and I like the look of the art in the tattoos, and so friends of mine on the fire department, different people have asked me, can I sketch up something for them, and that's what I did, yeah. So I just love drawing things that are impactful, not only to myself, but are meaningful to the customer, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at the writing end of things, and when you were writing the book, and that, were there any writers out there, or anybody in particular that you sort of were drawn to, or you felt kind of influenced you as you were developing your own style?
I would definitely say it would be Joel Osteen. I loved listening to Joel. I would almost feel like he was a mentor, you could say, through his TV shows and through his writing. For my daily devotions, we often went to Joel's style, and he's the guy that I would read about and read his devotions each day, and I would receive them by email. And I loved just the way he word pictured, and he was so concise in a small, they weren't long, they weren't drawn out, they were just very crisp, and I just enjoyed listening to him and reading his stuff.
You said, too, that your wife did a devotional, and that kind of sort of kick-started your own. When you were looking at trying to put the 40 Days of the Man Cave together, what was going through your processing in terms of saying, I have this idea, I need to go through with it?
Well, it definitely Sherry spurred me on to continue to pursue it. And, it's one of those things where it sits with you, and it should get out there. And I think God is leading you and pressing you to pursue it. But sometimes out of fear, you just don't do the things that you know you probably should. And so I'm really grateful for Sherry for the fact that she did encourage me. And she said, you know what? Those are great titles. Those are great topics. You need to pursue it. And so you know what? I sat down and I started going through them, and they just started to flow, and it was a really enjoyable experience. They came pretty quickly out of some scratch down points that I had made over a long period of time. For me, I love to journal, and so I went back kind of through my journal over the last maybe year or even two. And I pulled out points that maybe God spoke to me about, or through, again, my devotions, or through Joel on TV. And I kind of made a compilation of all the my favorite things that I really felt in my heart that really affected me and encouraged me and got me, you could almost say, back on the rails, you know? Mm-hmm. And so those are the ones that I focused on, and I just felt in my heart that they needed to get out there for guys to hear. Yep. Relatable stories that really impacted my own heart.
Well, I want to get into some detail about 40 Days of the Man Cave in a couple of minutes, but we need to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with artist and author Todd Stahl. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Try to build with our hands, it's falling apart like castles in the sand. Build up my life again like only you can, with an open heart, help me understand. Yeah. When we call upon your name, broken lives begin to change, and our hearts won't be the same. When we call upon your name, when we call upon your name, broken lives begin to change, and our hearts won't be the same. When we call upon your name. Our hands, it's falling apart like castles in the sand. Build up my life again like only you can, with an open heart, help me to understand. Help me understand. When we call upon your name, broken lives begin to change, and our hearts won't be the same. When we call upon your name, when we call upon your name, broken lives begin to change, and our hearts won't be the same. When we call upon your name.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to When We Call Upon Your Name from Andrew Thompson's The God Who Sees Everything CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Todd Stahl. Just before we went to break, you were talking a little bit about the 40 Days of the Man Cave and things like that. Where did the whole idea of the 40 Days in the Man Cave come from?
40 Days in the Man Cave, I would say, definitely came out of my own story. I'd really hadn't known how many devotions I was going to do, but as I did some more research, I realized in the Bible there are so many stories of men in the Bible who took their own 40-day adventure, you could say, or their 40-day challenge. There's stories in there of Elijah and Moses and Noah. They all took challenges, they all took time, and it was a 40 days, and the significance of 40 days just kept standing out to me. And so that was one interesting aspect. The second, coming out of the man cave, when I had gone through a difficult time in my life, my kids and I, we had lived in a very small apartment. And I say in the book that this apartment definitely didn't feel like home to my kids. I did enjoy living there, but out of that adversity, my son nicknamed this small apartment our man cave. And it became, you know, for just a few months that we had lived there, it became a fun place. It became a place where we definitely called it our own. And it was almost like we had territorially marked off our space. And for me, that really impacted me, how he came across as, you know, saying, "Dad, this is our space." And so that I really wanted to use the word man cave in it. So I guess the combination of 40 days in the man cave, that's how it all came about. I just thought it was a catchy saying. But more importantly, obviously, the stories in the Bible with the impact of the number 40.
Well, and looking at that, and I mean, you mentioned some of the biblical characters who took that time, and that you continually refer back to Jesus and the time that he took away to spend on his own, and that as well. Sort of, when did you decide that you needed to actually put this together and take these thoughts and put them down in a book? And how long did it take from that initial, this is something I need to do, to actually finishing it?
I would say I started back in about 2013, 2014, and I did actually come pretty quick through, writing them and getting them on paper and kind of editing them myself. But the whole editing process with the publisher was another humbling experience. You think you're doing a pretty good job by editing your own work, and then it's a whole nother ball game when it gets to the editing process with the publisher. So we did that. We went back and forth for a few months and got things tightened up, and it was exciting too, because I could see the layout starting to come to fruition. And I was really glad that we were able to incorporate half a dozen pieces of my art within the book, because, again, it was just an area of my life that became really a healing time, a time that helped me out of adversity. And so I wanted to share that with guys. I think the most important thing about the book to me was exactly how you mentioned that, you know what, Jesus is just a regular guy just like us. He was a regular man just like us, you know, walking and going through the same emotions that we face, only at a level that he took it to. And he needed to get away. There were times in his day that he needed to escape and get up into a mountain, get up into a cave, go up and just spend time with God and talk. And the huge part about that I realized is that all the men that took those challenges along with Jesus, they came back down from their time away strengthened and encouraged and better men. And that's exactly what I want, and that's exactly what I hope that guys would feel as they read through 40 Days in the Man Cave.
Well, and you talk about using your art in there, and there was one piece of art that kind of attracted me when I first saw it, and that was the heart art, and you actually have an interesting backstory to that as well. And you know, sort of, can you give us an idea of where that particular piece of art came from?
Yeah, absolutely. That art came out of one night. I was, I was just walking around outside. I had some time where my kids weren't home, and I was hoping to do a piece of art when that free time comes along. So I just had no ideas what I wanted to do, and I went outside and I was just kind of praying and walking, and I just believe that God laid it on my heart. He gave me a vision of a picture of a heart with a Band-Aid on it, and I went inside. I started to work on this art, and again, it was just another sketchy drawing, and I had incorporated a few things to that art. And it was just simplistic, but I knew at that time I was thinking, you know, it was just about what God was doing in my life. He was healing. He was re-energizing my heart. He was putting a Band-Aid on certain areas that needed a Band-Aid and need fixing. But fast forward 4 years, and I start not feeling well. I'm playing hockey and different things, and I'm getting blurred vision, and I'm getting ankle swelling, and even simplistic things like cutting the lawn. And I was feeling not really pain in my chest, but more of just a furball, you could say. So I went in and took a battery of tests and found out that I had an issue with my heart, a mitral valve prolapse is what it was called, where the blood would not get oxygenated properly. It would go into my heart and then pump back out without getting the proper oxygen. So it started to explain why I was having all these issues with my heart, and I was feeling lethargic and no energy. And so I went in with my wife, and we sat down with the surgeon at the cardiac care in London, Ontario, and he opened up a book, and it had a black and white sketch of a heart. And he said, you know, Todd, the easiest way I can explain to you the issue that you have with your heart is just to point it out here. And he started taking a pen, and he started circling the area on where the mitral valve is located in the heart. And it was on the very left corner. And he also said to me, you know, there's just strings on your mitral valve, and where there's a flap, and that flap of yours is just flailing like it's flailing in the wind like a parachute, and the strings are just all strewn right out, and they need to be tightened up. And so those were two huge aspects. And then the third, he said, you know, I guess the easiest thing to do, as he circled it, would be to say, I guess we just need to put a really strong Band-Aid on your heart. And Sherry and I looked at each other, and we were just absolutely blown away. Sherry came home that day after a very emotional day and said, she sat down and she was doing her devotions, and she said, Todd, do you realize that everything that he talked about today is included in your piece of art? I had drawn strings around this heart that had been all stretched and come loose. They were snug on one side and loose on the other. And I had drawn the Band-Aid in literally the exact location of where the mitral valve is in the heart. And so we were just blown away that, 4 years had passed, and yet I didn't know the significance of the art. But at that time, obviously, God had laid it on my heart and showed me and Sherry that things were going to be okay. And it's a pretty cool story, and it's a story that, you know, at one time I thought, do I even have a story? Do I even have something that guys are going to want to hear about, or people are going to want to hear about? And I just think it's amazing what God can do and what he has done in my life. And so that is the whole story behind the heart art, that's for sure.
Wow. That's neat. Well, we need to take another final break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up our conversation with Todd Stahl. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
See the sovereign Lord, he comes in power. See the sovereign Rock of all the ages, Lord, you reign, reign in all the earth, throughout the universe, Lord, you reign in over us, Lord, you reign, reign in over us, the God in whom we trust. Sovereign Lord, he comes in power. See the sovereign Lord, he's no other. He has come with his mighty hand to save us.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Lord You Reign from the God Who Sees Everything CD by Andrew Thompson. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with author Todd Stahl. Todd, what's been the reaction to 40 Days in the Man Cave so far?
I've, you know what, I've had some really great stories come out of it. It's just hasn't gone out to too many stores in the last little bit. Now it's into the chain stores in Indigo, but as far as those, I haven't heard too much. But locally and with some of my friends and some of the fellas on the fire department here that I work with, and there's been some really, really great things, really great feedback. One in particular, there's an art gallery in town here, and I've made a connection with the fellow that works there. And he's gone through so many things in his life, and he was one of the first people that got a hold of the book. And he did a video, a testimonial for our website, and it blew me away. And we were just so encouraged by what he had said and the difference that the book has made in his life, to a point that he's now rereading it and processing it with his wife. And so it's really exciting to see, you know, the feedback from people and what they're saying about it and how it's changing their life or impacting their life. And that's exactly what I had, you know, hoped God would do with the book.
Great. Well, where can people find out more about the book, more about you, where they can get a hold of it?
Again, it is available at Indigo Chapters throughout Ontario. Any Christian bookstores throughout Ontario, and on our website we have them available, and it's www.takethe40daychallenge.com. We have them offered on there as well.
Great. Todd, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Todd Stahl. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. That's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email robert@selawministries.ca. Follow us on Twitter @Selaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at rdalelesley.wordpress.com. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.